פרק י"ג מסילת ישרים. There's really a hakdamah here that I should give on learning this part of Masilas Yesharim, which is way beyond that one. But I'm so excited to talk about Precious that I'm going to talk about that first. And I'll have the hakdamah here tomorrow night, maybe. Does anybody know what Precious is? What? Yeah, what's the concept of Precious?
Separate yourself from others.
It's a beautiful summer day that you just can't be part of. You're starving and it's a good time. Gotta understand what we want here from Prishas. I just talked about last night how Avodas Hashem is supposed to be Gishmak. And then we start reading Stil Zishar, and it starts, as we get further and further, it just sounds less and less enticing. Prishas. Prishas is a big mile of Prishas. So when I was younger, Ray, they used to go around and we don't do Prishas. We don't do Prishas. The reason we don't do Prishas, this is what we used to try to convince ourselves, is because our enjoying Olam Hazeh is part of our Avodah. The Geshmak of cold beer is it's all part of our Avodah Hashem. When I eat my Shabbos food, all the good food, it's all part of my Avodah Hashem. I don't know if you guys heard such things, but when I was younger, that's what we used to hear, that we don't do Prishas. Prishas is such a mahalach for Prishas. But we don't do Prishas because we enjoy, it's all Kaddash, Kula Yomer Kaddash. It's all Kedusha. But then last cycle with the Silsi Sharm, we learned the Silsi Sharm, and we found, much to our great disappointment, that there is such a madrega that all the gashmias is kedusha, and that madrega is called kedusha. And in order to get to that madrega, you have to do precious first. And that was a big problem. We had a lot of trouble with that. So you can't skip to that. That's first of all, and second of all, that when you're in the madrega of kedusha and you're eating the food and all the gashmias is for the purpose of kedusha, you're getting no physical hanah from it at all. So that. We were very, very disillusioned. Here, our only way out to enjoying Judaism seemed to be out the window. The true mahalach, on a serious note, the true mahalach of understanding what the point is over here of Prishas and where we're holding in terms of Prishas, I'm saying, trusting that I'm speaking to mature people. Yes. Sometimes when you really, really get to speaking the truth, then you really, really have to be ready to be mature. The truth of the matter is as follows. They say over there in Slobodka, if you try to begin with Silsi Sharm, they say over there in Slobodka, I think I'm going to really used to say this, turn to the first Akadama, I think. Sorry. Second paragraph in Perek Aleph. Who Masha Hirunu Achachavim Zuchainim Levracha. This is what Chazal taught us. Who Sheha Adam Lo Nivra Ela Lehisaneg Al Hashem. A person was only created to enjoy, to have a gishmak from Hashem. That's what you were saying, right? Not so simple. They say that in Slobodka, that's what they say, and unverified, but that's what they say. They used to learn this Silsi Sharm in parts. The first lesson was Sha'adam Lainivra Ella Lihisanik. A person was created for enjoyment. And when I was younger and I heard that was great. That was a riot to this Mahalach. A person was created for enjoyment, you see? But as we went through the Silsi Sharm, and we worked through it, the following mahalach, which is much closer to the truth, came out. And that's like this. It's impossible for a person to be successful in life, and for a person to function, a person to be healthy, if he's not living a life of enjoyment, of satisfaction. Let's call it satisfaction. If a person feels deprived, he cannot be proactive, successful, doing things, accomplishing. It's impossible. Impossible. And we're born completely physical. And even though our choices of pleasure developed over the years, that twirly lollipop doesn't hold the same draw to us as it did maybe 10 years ago. whether it's a twirly lollipop or it's a cold beer, depending on a person's stage in life. But physical people get satisfaction. It fills a certain void. It fills a person a certain need. I remember when I first got married, a few months after I was married, there was one night I was sitting at home. One of the days, like today's weather, where by the end of the day, you're just thirsty. Just so thirsty, just because of the humidity. I was sitting in my apartment. I had just gotten married a few months before. And so I'm like, I need a cold can of Coke. I just feel like that's what I need. She thought I was off the wall. She's like, we have water, we have orange juice. I need a cold, like from the machine, you know? Come down from the machine, a cold Coke, you know? I need it. The sound, crack open, you know, the cold can of Coke, drink down the whole can in one sip. That's what I need right now. And I walked to a soda machine, and I bought a Coke. I needed a Coke. We're physical people, and sometimes we have that void. We feel geschmack with physical things. Something that's aser is aser. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled the world with many things that are mutter, that are also geschmack. Here's the nekuda. Here's the point. Yes, in order to shteig, a person has to, in order to shteig to the levels that the Mesillas Yesharim is talking about, there's such a thing called precious. And we'll get involved with what precious is all about. But that Pirish, that person is being Pirish Shemai Lamazah, and it's not easy to be Pirish Shemai Lamazah. He can't be left without anything. And it's over. It can't be that he's being Mavrish himself from Olam Hazeh. He's being Pirish himself from Olam Hazeh, and now he just doesn't enjoy anything. That can't be. Precious means that a person, this is where Yankee is right, precious means that a person already developed his tastes so that when he starts to be Maineya himself, for the reasons that we're going to learn, when he starts to be Maineya himself from being involved in Gashmias, he has what to fill that I need with. The I needs became more mature, they became Ruchnias, I needs. He feels motivated, satisfied, fulfilled with more Ruchniyistic pursuits. The idea that Mashal that I always use, the idea that life just becomes less colorful the more frum you are. Which I think in the back of our minds we all think. Like, the less frum you are, the more life is just so full of geschmack, and the more chumras you do, and the more restricted your life is, the more you're just devoid of all life and color. I think that all of us have in the back of our minds that as we steig, that's the, ultimately we just become just completely dried out. Happy with less. Nope. I don't need ice cream anymore. Nope. You know, that type of like...
Separate myself from even Dvarim, mutarim that could lead me into problems. The Ha'inyan idea is shekol davar sheyuchal leivoled mimenu gromazra, anything that's possible to cause to have a bad effect, aval bisha achshu veinai gairim lo, even though now it doesn't cause that bad effect, v'chol shkein sheinenu ra mamish, and certainly it's not bad, it itself is not us, or it itself is not a bad thing, yirchak v'yifresh mimenu, he should distance himself and separate himself from it. Yisharim himself says that if you get up to here, you're already a tzaddik, which would be a treat for any of us to be a tzaddik, you know, at any point in our life. This is already a higher madriga. This is already if you want to be a chassid. A chassid is a higher madriga than a tzaddik. So, any person who really cares about his limud hamusar, say, well, 1 second. I'm not a tzaddik. Zoriz or Zohir, I'm not a Naki. Why am I learning Chassidus? Why am I learning this stage of Mesilas Yesharim? The whole Mesilas Yesharim, as we know, is a ladder. It's the Sulam, it's the ladder of Pinchas Ben Yair, and Zahiros brings to Zrizos, and so on and so forth, until the final High Madragas. But if I didn't achieve the first few Madragas, so what's the point of continuing to say from Mesilas Yesharim? What's the point of it? We should continue. Many, many people over the years have told me that I always just learn the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, because that's what, when I steig weiter, then I'll learn the other parts of Mesilas Yesharim. But by us in Yeshiva, we don't have that many. What we've done since those first days Yeshiva started in the other room was we started from the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, and over 2 years we read through the entire Mesilas Yesharim until the end, and then a year ago we started again the same Mesilas Yesharim, and hopefully in a year we'll read it again to the end. It's a tema. Why would we do such a crazy thing? What do we need to learn about Precious for? We're not holding by Precious. What do we need to learn about Kedusha for? We're not holding by Kedusha. There's two reasons. There's two reasons to learn the whole Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. The first reason is, I'm not a Zoriz or a Zohir, I'm not a Nuki, I'm not any of these things. I'm still working on the very basic things. I shouldn't do Averis, I should try to do Mitzvahs, I should try to enjoy Yiddishkeit like we spoke about last time. I'm still working on the very, very basic things in Yiddishkeit. But even the basic things in Yiddishkeit, even the very, very basic things in my life, even the basic decisions that I make, makes a difference what my whole value system is. What my whole understanding of Musar is. It makes a difference. It makes a difference to understand all the levels of Pinchas Ben Yair. To understand what a Pirish is, and to understand what a Tahar is, and to understand what a Baruch HaKadosh is, we'll get to the end, and a Kadosh. To understand all different Madregas, and to learn about them, it gives me a different value system. You have to understand that. Over the summer, I had the opportunity to learn a few letters from the Alter von Kelm. So he talks here about a concept in Musar. I got a phone call about this concept in Musar last night, right as I was walking out from Meir. I came out of Meir, somebody called me. Someone who used to be in Yeshiva, who's not here now. And he told me that he struggles with the following problem. And I told him there's a name for that. There's a name for that. So, you know, you go to the doctor. Most of the time, what the doctor does, he just tells you the name for what you have. That's usually the accomplishment of going to the doctor. He told me like this. He said, Elul, all the years, you go through Elul, you know, and you're in high school, you know, early years of Beis Medrash, because perhaps there are mechanchim that don't give it over properly, because perhaps when we're adolescents or as we get older and as we 17, 18, 19, as we reach those years, it's anyway a time of tremendous upheaval in a person's life, and that mixed together with all the potential feelings to feel guilty about things and so on, and all those feelings, as he was growing up, when El came, it was like dreading El, and as El went on, it was just like dreading, like, I just can't wait till Matzah Yom Kippur already, I just can't wait for this whole scoop to be over. We talked about this, we talked about the Calvin and Hobbes mentality. So he told me like this, he asked me like this, he said, I know that that's not what Elul is. I know that Elul is about loving Hashem and about Simcha. I know that. He learned the lessons. He knows what Elul is. And still, every year when Elul comes, he's dreading, just waiting until after Yom Kippur. He just wants to get, you know, you're focused on pulling out the Simcha after Yom Kippur. You ate, Yom Kippur's over, everyone's in a good mood, we don't have to behave so good anymore. You know, Rishon Cheshbon Avonos, that's what he's looking forward to. But he knows that that's not what, he knows that it's not about pressure. Why is it that even though he heard the shiurim about it, and he learned about El, and he knows that El is not a depressing time, he can't fight the instinct that when El comes, he feels depressed and he just wishes that Yom Kippur would be over already? So I told him that we just talked about it a few nights ago. I gave him some ideas. But it's important to give a name to that problem. The name for that problem is something that the Alter von Kelm calls Hashrosha HaKeduma. That's the name of it. Hashrosha HaKeduma. Keduma comes from preceding, from before. Hashrosha means rooted. Root, like a Lashon of a Shirish, is a root. What's previously rooted, and he says a Gevaldige Zach, I might have mentioned it here at the end of the year last year, this idea, the Gevaldige thing. Two people, we'll say three people. Three people sit down, downstairs, you go downstairs. Three people sit down to supper. Last night, happens to be, I found out about this in the morning. Last night on my corner on Euclid Avenue, I don't know if those of you know, at about 12:30 at night, there were a lot of police cars. There was a drug bust on my corner. Anybody here know about it? What? You know about it? So Yitzi Thomas stays in my house. So he went to sleep after me at about 12:30, something like that. He heard a tremendous, 12:30 I think it was, he heard a tremendous commotion outside. He saw flashing lights. He ran outside with five police cars, the whole story. You know about it? It's a nice story. What? Yeah. So imagine you're sitting down by supper, and guys, when you heard that last night on the corner of Euclid Avenue, there were five police cars with a drug bust. So you have two guys telling the story, and you're listening. One guy says, I heard that it was a drug bust. And the other guy says, I heard that it was, they found a criminal, they found the murderer. I don't know, places. Each guy heard a different story, right? I'm saying when something like this happens, it's probably 30 stories. It's probably 40 stories. Right? Different rumors flying around. I heard this, I heard that. What's the reaction? Just think for yourself, what would happen? No terror over here. Just think what would happen. If, let's say, Shopsy heard that it was a drug bust. And Yochanan heard, that's what he heard. And Yochanan heard that it was a murderer that was caught. And I'm saying, and I say, Shopsy, what happened? And he says it was a drug bust. And Yochanan says, that's not what happened. It was a murderer. Now, Yochanan heard the story from one guy. Shopsy heard the story from another guy. And yet, the Teva is, and you know this is true, the nature of a person is that the story, the way you heard it first, you think that that's true. Just think of it, that is the Teva. If you hear a story about two guys that got into a fight, and you hear one guy's side of the story, and then you hear the second guy's side of the story, the Teva is that you're on the first guy's side. You already conditioned, you already accept. Ivy is no difference between the two sides, except that one, historically, one was told to you before the other. Time-wise, you heard one before the other. There's something about the nature of a person that what you hear first, you accept as true. And what you hear after, it's already challenging what you already accepted as true. So, one guy walks over to you and says, Pliny is a thief. Another guy walks over to you and says, Pliny is an honest guy. No, he's not. He's a thief. How do you know? Somebody else told me. Whatever you heard first, that's the... Or someone will come over and tell you, Pliny is mamish, an honest guy. And someone else will come over and say, he's a thief. You say, no, he's not. He's honest. How about going into Hilchos Lashon Hora here? Just in the nature... hear first, we accept as the truth. Many machlokes in the world, many machlokes in business fights, family fights, become big blown up things just because people aren't balanced. Whatever they heard first, that's the side they gravitate to. That's the nature of a person. Hashrasha Kaduma, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that's a result of this teva. The halacha is that a dayan, and this is even Moshe Rabbeinu, even the greatest dayan in the world, a dayan is not allowed to listen to one side's claims if the other side is not there. He has to have both of them sitting there. He has to be looking both of them in the eye. If he hears one person's claim and the other one's not there, it gives him too much time to absorb it and it becomes true. So Reuven says, Shimon stole money from me. 2 days later, Shimon comes in and says, Reuven stole money. No, he didn't. You stole money from him. Whatever you heard first, you accept as true. That's what the altar says. That's the type of person. Daik Vatishka, go and observe. You'll see that it's true. Now, you're going to laugh over the next few months. How many times people say, that's not what happened. This is what happened. That's not who got engaged. That's who got engaged. Even though both people are just hearing rumors. But whatever, we hear two rumors. The rumor that you hear first is the right one. That's the type of a person. How much more it is when the things that we hear first are also things that we're naturally drawn towards. There are three madrigas here. Yesho Yisurim Atma, there are the Dinim, the Yisurim themselves. V'yesh Siyogo Yisayim, and there are the fences around them. That's the Drabonans. V'heim HaGzeiros HaMishmoros Shagoz V'chachomeinu Zal Al Kol Yisro. These are the Gzeiros and the Shmiros. And Chazal goes are equally on all of Kol Yisro. V'yesh HaHercheikim Shemutzu Al Kol Parosh U'Parosh La'asis. And then there are the distances, the herchekim, the decisions to keep even further away from things that each parish that makes for himself. The iskainis the saif shalai to move back, to leave more space in his own rishos. In other words, the whole area that's mutter to me, the whole area of divrei rishos, the whole shetach of life, of alamaza that's mutter to me, that's considered my rishos. When I take certain parts of that and I put a fence around it, I don't allow myself to go there, I'm being kind of socially, I'm kind of moving back the fence. I'm pushing myself back. And building fences for himself. To leave from things that are mutter, that aren't also for the rest of Klal Yisrael, but live for Ishmael and to keep away from them. So that a person should be very, very far away from Ra. Far away a person has to run from any kind of aveira. It's not an interesting thing that we find that the people are the most chayshish, that maybe something bad is going to happen, maybe it won't be right, maybe they'll be nichshol on something. Usually the people that we're the most sure won't be nichshol. And the people that there's a good chance that something bad will happen, they're not worried, they're confident that nothing's going to go wrong. So teva is an interesting, ironic thing. Very often you find such a thing. People that are confident that something's going to go wrong, they're dafka the ones that something could go wrong. He says something, it's mamish scary to read. He says an interesting thing. He says, we know that when someone fails in Nisayan, someone doesn't take advantage of Siyat Kishmaya, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help him. That's the derech of Hashem. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers his assistance and a person says, I'm not interested, the einish for that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not so involved. Like the mashal for that, the positive mashal for that, is the famous line from the Kotzker that said, where is Hashem? Wherever you let him in. The Kotzker said, wherever you let him in. In other words, to the extent that you make Hashem part of your life, to that extent Hashem will be part of your life. There are Makayers. I don't want to, that's a form of my topic, so. Thank you. have a story of your fast time. If you go out to war and you see a woman and you feel a desire for her, the different anterior, you know, the different anterior can negate the Torah, then a person is allowed to take her. Teach us about how to